Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get.
Oh, well, switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data. Powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what is most obviously very crucially important. Today on This Is Important...
I'm going to wait till they knock on my door and I'm going to show them my danger field.
You don't watch High School Musical or Game of Thrones. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, cut his dick off again, you fool.
I just accidentally chorged him.
Let's go.
That one was dope.
Coming out of here.
Dude. Our synchronized clap, that was the best one I've ever seen in my life.
Hell yeah, good job.
Really good.
A lot of people probably don't know that we synchronize clap before every podcast, and I think that was our best one. I agree with you, Durs. That was one of our best synchronized claps. Good work.
Yeah. A little peek behind the curtain.
Sorry to get inside baseball in there, huh? You guys probably don't even understand what we're saying. It's just like a whole nother world.
The podcast.
Yeah, it's just clapping.
Hell yeah. Good job, you guys.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And that's it.
Yes, sir.
That was important.
Can you guys hear my board by any chance?
Yeah, we're here at Blake, and it's firing.
Coming out, yeah! Coming out, yeah!
Bro.
It could be louder. There we go.
Yeah, turn it up.
Okay. That's...
That's Saving Silverman right there.
Jackie Black. That's Jackie Blackie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any Jackie Joyner or Kersey?
Anything?
No, just Jackie
some
Black.
Quotables? Does she have some quotables?
I guarantee she does.
Do you have any Jack A?
Dude.
No Jack A?
I need to get her because she is great in Ladybugs. I don't know if you guys seen that movie in a while.
Dude.
Very inappropriate. Does not translate well to nowadays.
Was she on 227? Right?
I don't know. I only know her from Ladybugs. That's it.
I had a thing for Jack Hay.
What was the premise of Ladybugs? Break it down for us, Blakey.
Yeah.
Ladybugs was about Rodney Dangerfield really wanted to date this lady, but her son kind of didn't approve of it, but he kind of was like, yo, if I make you like a soccer star on this girl's team, will you let me date your mom? Something like that.
And is the mom Jack A?
No, Jack A is the assistant coach of the Ladybugs, the soccer team in which Rodney Dangerfield coaches, the girls' soccer team.
That's right.
Wait, how does that track though? Rodney Dangerfield was like, look, if I'll make you a star on this girls' soccer team and that's how I'm going to get your approval?
I want to say maybe it's Jonathan Brandis, RIP. Yeah, he's RIP. The soccer star. I think he wants to kind of hook up with the star of the girls' soccer team. So that's his way of getting her attention. I can't. It's fuzzy, but it's just like a lot of Rodney Dangerfield wanting to fuck his daughter jokes. It's very weird.
Fuck his daughter?
And you don't think that this would hold up? Why?
Yeah, it's kind of like fertile ground. It's like, you know, nobody's touching that lane right now. I feel like, yeah, it might be fresh.
Yeah, that's a fresh lane.
Yeah!
Freshly laid pavement.
Yeah. She's going to give you ladybugs. Like, how many times did he do that joke? And they're like, Rodney. No, can't do that
we
one.
Can't.
Yeah.
This is a kid's movie. It's a kid's movie, isn't it?
Woke up with ladybugs.
I really feel like Rodney Dangerfield was one of a kind. I want to hear some like inside stories about him because the few that I've heard were just crazy. Mm-hmm. Like absolutely crazy.
Well, he would always expose himself. That was the thing.
Is that like, real? Really? Yeah. That's real, Bam?
Word on the street is, you know. Allegedly, he had a giant monster, just a python, trapped in them denims, and he would like open up the dressing room door when they're like, Rodney, you know, 5 minutes till showtime, and he'd open it up and be like, oh, hey, no respect, or whatever.
It's bulky, but I consider it carry on.
Thank you, five.
Was he exposing thank you, himself, five. Or was maybe he just like, thank you, seven.
Was he exposing himself purposely? Or was
is
like,
7 inches big to you, Blake?
Am I heard? Am I being heard?
Yeah, I got you, Anders.
Oh. You're being heard. You're being heard, Durs. I'm sorry.
You're being
go
hurt.
Ahead. Can I finish?
I'm being hurt.
Can I finish?
Your feelings are hurt.
What do you got, buddy?
Was he exposing himself, or was he just like, because like
hanging out naked?
Like in the NBA locker room, there are women reporters in the locker room. That was like a big thing because women.
Well, not anymore. There's not.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. Yeah. There's no reporters in the locker rooms anymore.
Oh. Mm-mm.
I guess that's cool. But at one point, women were in there and guys were just like changing and they were exposing themselves. Like, so was this his locker room or was this like his move where he's like, I'm going to wait till they knock on my door. I'm going to show them my danger field.
He probably rode right there in the gray area, you know? He's like,
I remember hearing it was like his balls were always out. Like he had long balls.
How do you have your balls out without your dick out?
You want to see?
Yeah.
Kyle. I mean, just how does the, what are the mechanics of that?
We've covered
We did
this.
That on Workaholics. We've done that.
Well, I know. You put your balls out through the zipper, but you think he just threw it. That's what he was doing. He just threw his long balls out the zip.
No, I think they hung. I think Kyle's just, you're being coy. You just wanted me to, not going to happen. Okay.
What?
You can also do, don't they call it the fruit basket where you like kind of pull your nuts through the back of your legs and then just kind of have like them sitting at the bottom of your butt crack, little fruit basket. Yeah.
Yes, that's sure, a thing. Sure. Yes,
you
Blake,
see it?
That's
you
a thing.
You want to see me? I can demonstrate.
Go for
we
it.
We would love to see it.
This is...
This is important.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't get
this
it.
Shit's important.
You're saying you can demonstrate, but I don't think that you are actually going to do it. So, yeah, I'd love to see it.
I don't know if legally I can.
Yeah, you can.
I don't understand the mechanics of it. So, if you could show it to me, that'd be great.
Sheriff Divine says you're good.
Yeah, Anna, can you get in the chat and let me know, please?
legally, you can. Yeah, for sure. She says sure.
We got a sure. We got a sure on the chat.
All right. Producer Anna says sure. We can see it.
Anna, you pervert.
All right, hold on one second.
If you could just show us the mechanics of this, that'd be great. I just don't understand it.
Let's see it.
All right, let me see.
Are we going to get some kiwis? We're going to bite these kiwis whole or what?
I eat the skin.
I feel like I just took a shower and it was cold, so like my balls are kind of really close, like hugging my body.
Okay. So what? You can't stretch them back? What's up?
I'm trying.
A lot of people, when they take showers, their balls like sort of hang low.
Elongate, yes.
Right.
This was a cold shower. I took a cold shower.
Why would you do such a thing?
Because you just worked out?
Yeah.
Okay, here he goes. He's showing us the butt. Okay. You got the best butt.
Well, we just see your ass.
There it is.
There it is. No, it was a side. It was a side. Well, okay. Well,
it was good.
Well,
it was a side.
Oh. So well, that's was great. How
it's science.
They look like two. Hey, nice. And those looked really soft and shaved. Do you shave your nuts? You shave
well,
your nuts?
Well, you guys know I'm not a very hairy guy.
Right.
Other than my head.
Except for the head. Yeah, you got a lot of hair up top.
Sure.
Yo, your nuts looked like they were holding their breath. They were hella pink.
Yeah.
They were like,
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Going past a graveyard in the car.
Going under a tunnel trying to make a wish. Yeah, man. I wasn't prepared, all right? Sorry.
Hey, big ups for doing that, bro. Good job, man.
It wasn't a letdown.
Thanks, man.
No, it was cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
You followed through?
I did not think you were going to do it, Blake.
Hey, man.
I thought you were going to put the whole thing through. I thought it was going to be dick and balls, but you right. promised balls, and balls were delivered. So.
I was looking for a hello!
If you do just the balls out the back, that's the fruit basket. What if you take the dick and the balls and pull them through?
Well, that's a banana. I thought all of it.
Yeah, I thought it was all because it's a banana,
and then a few plums.
Yeah,
berries, peaches.
Oh, now yeah. it makes sense to me.
Adam, okay. I love when we hit the same wavelength.
We're always hitting the same.
And it's the banana. Yeah, and then the orange mm-hmm. and the apple. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So the question is if Rodney Dangerfield was doing what Blake just did in his trailer every time the AD opened up the door?
Right.
Because that would be insane. He's bent over with his nuts out.
Well, it's a bit.
Well, it's like anything. It's like. It didn't happen every time. That's a lot right, to ask right. of a person to just be prepared to show your dick every time. But right. a handful of times, that's all it takes to grow the legend.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what he calls his dick.
Right. And maybe that's why he didn't get any respect.
That must be.
They're like, I get no respect. Everyone's like, well, yeah, you keep showing your nuts and your dick.
You're showing your dick to everybody.
You're not really asking for respect, yeah. Rodney. You're just complaining about it and... You know, you're not garnishing respect from us.
You're not doing anything to demand it.
Right.
That said, rest in peace. Let's give him his flowers.
Hey, flowers to Rodney.
Speaking of giving flowers, Conan O'Brien's last night on television is tonight.
Yep.
And yeah, all right. Wow.
A few episodes back, we gave him flowers. I feel maybe we give him some more flowers.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about him because we did, but flowers.
Jackie B's the last guest, right? Coming to Yeha.
Jackie Joyner Kersee.
Jackie Black.
Jackie Black.
Jackie Black. Yeah.
Okay. I thought we were still talking about Jackie. And yeah. I was like, that would be a weird last guess.
Hey, Conan.
Yeah, people are starting to say, like, because, like, you know, we mentioned McAfee. McAfee died. We gave Conan his flowers.
Conan. Simone. Conan.
We gave Conan his flowers. Now he's off air. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to think like our podcast might be kind of like a Are You Afraid of the Dark episode where it's right. like whoever we mention goes off the air or dies.
Whoa.
Okay. Right.
That's a lot of power.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I was kind of stoked that like we... gave Conan his due before it was like announced. Now everyone's like, here's a picture of me with him. I was there when I love him. It's like, well, we did that without him announcing anything. So we're better.
Yeah. So we won.
Yes.
We just love him.
Thank you.
We're better. So it is about us.
Better yeah. humans. We rock. We actually won
as far as like the contest of giving flowers. We gave the best flowers. They were the freshest flowers.
Right. Yes,
the people that are like sort of posting photos with Conan now, those are like old wilted flowers that are gross. And stinky.
Right. Those are like funeral flowers. Ours were like, surprise, here's some flowers.
Yeah, ours are birthday flowers.
Right, just because.
Oh, even better than birthday. Yeah. You're right. They are just because. Right.
They're just because. Mm-hmm. Because we love you. Yeah. And, you know, I'd like to give us flowers for giving those flowers unsolicited.
So if you are a comic or an actor that posted with Conan about his last day, fuck you, okay? Fuck you.
Whoa. Yeah, you're going to hell.
Fuck you. You're rotting in hell, you piece of shit. You made his last day about you. Mm-hmm. It's about Conan, and we did that weeks and weeks ago. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. That being said, I might post something.
Yeah.
I might post something.
Yeah.
Then we brought it back around and made it about us. So, like, then we did it.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, I kind of helped and made sure we didn't do that a little bit.
Thank you, Durst.
Just a little bit. Because it is about us now. Now it is.
Now it is. But this is the second time.
I for sure Googled Conan in the bear coat because he did put it on when I visited him and I was going to post it, but there just wasn't a really good pic.
Oh, wait. There wasn't a good pic?
No, not really, which sucks.
So that's why you didn't
do it. So you're saying he takes bad pictures?
No, I would have done it. I would have done it if the pic was good.
I might do it in like a week and be like, evidently, I missed the boat. Evidently, it was Conan's last week. Sorry. I actually stopped watching a while ago, but... I used to watch quite a bit, and here's some photos of me and him.
Mm-hmm. You keep it too real? Yeah. Look at him or don't.
Look at him or don't. Don't care, but I am going to leave them here, so please like.
Uh-huh. Right. He's already off the air, so.
Right. I wonder what he's going to do now. I mean, admittedly, Conan does rule, but sorry, Blake, Conan.
Conan does rule, too.
He rules. I wonder what he's going to do now. Did he announce? I hope he's going to be like, I'm going to be a dramatic actor. Like, he has some shit lined up. Like, Scorsese
yeah.
has him in his next film, and Conan is like...
Right. He's in Co-ops. Yeah, he's in Co-ops.
Yeah, he's going to...
The Departed 2 for some Co-ops.
Yeah, he's just a Boston Co-op.
I feel like with late night show people, like, they always have to play themselves in movies. Has any of them ever done, like, a movie where they got to play a character? Like, where Jay Leno was just... a guy who worked at Blockbuster or something like that.
Well, Jay Leno was in some movies before.
Before he was.
I think he would even say that he wasn't like a great actor.
Right.
Right.
Well, Anna, producer Anna, is saying that he's a deal with HBO Max to do something. We don't know.
Mm. Oh, something.
Here's what I want. You know, he's like cousins with Dennis Leary.
What?
Who is? Right?
Conan.
Excuse me?
I'm pissed now!
Conan is cousins with Dennis Leary?
Yeah.
I think I remember that from like the deep part of the back brain.
I want them to get together and do an Odd Couple remake.
Wow.
Fuck it!
One of them's neat and tidy. The other one's a little messy. And then, you know, somebody's got to clean up.
And I hope it's Conan's the one that's messy and Dennis Leary just beats the shit out of him. And that's the episode.
Turn it on its ear.
It's kind of an R-rated Odd Couple. It's kind of like tough.
HBO.
Yeah, it's HBO. It's edgy. It's not TV. It's not. It's streaming. It's actually an app.
It's like an abusive roommate.
Right.
Just a guy who comes home and beats his roommate's ass because he didn't do the dishes. Mm-hmm. That's kind of weird.
Right.
I'm down for that.
Right. That's like that one storyline in Game of Thrones. Didn't really watch it, but I just remember there was one thing where like a guy was tied up and he kept getting like his dick cut off and like beaten.
Several times. What's up? He kept getting his dick cut off?
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
And then the guy came back and he was like, hey, you can leave. And like, and then like maybe there was like a girl he brought. He's like, you can fuck this girl. And he was like, what? And he's like, just kidding. We're cutting your dick off.
Cut your dick off again.
That's all I remember from that show.
How do you cut your dick off multiple times? How's that going down?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they re-sew it back on.
Right.
Oh.
Hey, guys. I've been trying to save money for a while, but it seemed like my bank account was stuck. Thankfully, I heard about Rocket Money and gave it a try. It turns out I had a bunch of subscriptions I was paying for that I had forgotten about. Rocket Money helped me cancel some of them, and now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Holy smokes! Thanks to Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Stop wasting money on things you don't use, you frickin' bonehead! Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/important. That's rocketmoney.com/important. rocketmoney.com/important.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Don't miss the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. I watch it. I love it, dude. It's set in feudal Japan. Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss.
Dude, The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance.
Whoa. Wow, well said.
And crime fans, do not miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Yeah, stars Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month, huh? It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu, huh?
Dude, freaking do it, dude.
Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we've got a serious nugget for you.
Yeah, we do. If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from the farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door.
Yeah, man, but I'm like wondering what makes them stand out. Well, I'm going to tell you, because I found out. Clean ingredients and scannable labels. No more mysteries, just transparency. Speaking scannable labels, you see the extract hemp batch your product came from? As safe and dependable as grandma's meatloaf recipe. And they have all sorts of products, including gummies, balm sticks, skin repair cream, capsules, and more.
You know, my personal favorite is the sleep tincture. One of my favorite words to say, tincture. It really helps you relax at night so you can have a restful night of sleep. Really helps me relax. That's right. Lazarus Naturals, where quality meets simplicity. It's a game changer in the world of CBD.
So for a straightforward and transparent CBD experience, give Lazarus Naturals a go. Your wellness journey just got a reliable partner.
Visit their website at LazarusNaturals.com today and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com code THISIS. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. Well, did you guys not watch Game of Thrones, Kyle and Blake?
No.
No.
I watched like the last two episodes.
What? Why?
You're stupid.
I haven't seen a frame of the... I've seen a frame, but I have not watched it.
Well, I mean, here's the question. Why not? It truly is one of the best shows that has ever been produced.
No, it's not.
I'll tell you
it
why.
Is. No, it's not.
No.
It is.
No, it's no, not. No. No, I'll tell you now.
Okay.
I'll tell you why not.
Who's talking? Who's talking?
Go ahead.
I'll tell you why not. The names were too hard for me to follow. Oh. I never knew who we were talking about.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Corinthians,
Tyrarians.
Damascus.
It was just too much. I didn't know who anybody was talking about.
I couldn't tell the white people with beards apart for sure.
There we go.
Yeah, there's hella characters, huh? There's hella characters.
Yeah, and one of them keeps getting his dick cut off.
Yeah, guys, but Blake and Kyle specifically, Anders usually hates most things, and I do understand this. It's very popular. Yes. I get that you wouldn't like it.
Hated
no,
it.
Look, I watched the first season like live as it aired, and I was like, I couldn't get into it.
First season kind of was whack.
No.
Then everybody watched the finale, and I was like, I guess I gotta fucking circle back. And I watched three seasons, and it felt like homework. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Mm. The coolest shit was when the redhead got killed, and I was like, oh, damn. Otherwise, didn't care about anything.
I don't give a fuck!
But when that guy got his dick cut off?
But here's my question. Here's my question to Blake and Kyle.
What?
You guys like Dungeons & Dragons and Magic the Gathering and shit like that.
I kind of dig it.
This is the version of it that you could just sit and watch.
I just reach a point where I miss enough of it and I don't want to go do the fucking homework. So I just don't do it.
But what do you do when you are you're in Canada, you're shooting the show, you're all by yourself for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks at a time? What are you doing? You're just eating. Yeah. You can eat and watch television.
I got Uber Eats. I like to watch reality TV about cars and stuff.
He hangs his clothes on his rower.
Yeah. Damn. Reality TV?
I like to watch car reality TV. Mm. Yeah, yeah, I dig it. Like where they rebuild cars and stuff. It's cool.
Okay.
What shows are you watching real quick? Just shout them out real quick. Or what are they like if you don't know the title?
I don't know. Rust to Riches, I think, is one of them that I dig.
Cool. Rust to Riches.
What was the other one that I watched a ton of?
Give them their roses.
They're flowers. Go to Rust to Riches. Good job on the cars.
Okay.
Great.
I can't remember the other one. The other one's tight, but... I'll remember
Top
it later.
Gear? Top Gear?
No. Nah.
I don't think people are going to go back to give Game of Thrones its flowers. I think it'll be like Dynasty.
Okay.
Like those shows where you're like, remember how we all were like, who shot JR? But like no one's rewatching Dynasty. No one gives a fuck.
That's a deep pull. The Dynasty might, but that's like that show really sucked, right? That's just a soap opera.
Yeah.
So is Game of Thrones. It's a fucking soap opera with dragons.
No, wait, hold on, Adam. Because, Adam, you are correct. I am the guy who would like Game of Thrones. And I will say that I saw some episodes that were absolute game changers that I would put up against Lord of the Rings movies, and I say they were better. Like, there was one episode where the whole shit was just this battle at, like, the wall. Mm-hmm. And that episode was a fucking game changer. I loved it.
And you didn't keep... watching because
well the thing is that then the next six would be all the names again, and I couldn't follow that stuff. I like the big troll.
That's my point.
I like that Blake is just admitting he's too dumb to keep up with the storyline of Game of Thrones.
You know what I mean?
He's like, I would like it, but there's like a lot of characters and stuff. So I mean, I get it, but here's the thing. It was the biggest hit in television since ever. It was like the biggest show. So
for sure.
How many seasons? How many seasons was it?
I want to say six or something.
I don't disagree with that. That doesn't make it good, though.
I mean, I think you guys are in the minority when you think this and when you say it.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. For sure. Yeah. We're not sheep. Yes, we're not sheep. Yep. Okay.
100%. Thank you, Anders.
I think it was a really great show. There's some super dope episodes, but like overall, yeah, it was just, I didn't want to pay attention that hard, I guess.
Yeah. Counterculture forever, dude. If it's hot, I'm fucking running the other way, dog.
If it's hot, I'm not.
Nice. What a cool way to live.
I used to be that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
No, I used to be that way. I was very much like, oh, if everybody likes it, I don't like it. I think a large portion of my life, like a good example was like the Beatles. I was like, I will never like the Beatles. The Beatles fucking suck. Everybody likes the Beatles. And then one day, my homie's like, well, take a listen to these songs I handpicked for you. And I was like, oh, shit. And I found my way to the Beatles through... like John Lennon. I'm like, whoa, this dude was deep. Now, shit, I love the Beatles. I fuck with Wings now all the way, dude.
For sure. It's
just dude. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. I hear you. The Beatles are amazing.
There's no reason to just be a hater just because other people like shit. I think
there
that's
we go.
I think it starts as like the counterculture, and then it goes into it's too much work. It's too much homework. You miss it, and then it's like, fucking Nate, man. I have to watch six seasons of hour-long episodes with all these characters and names and shit. That's homework. That's real work.
I also just didn't find it as enjoyable as I found it boring, right? Like, and that's a TV thing, right?
Yes.
Budget-wise, although it had a crazy budget, but like pace-wise, it's like slow for 20 minutes, crazy thing happens, slow for 20 minutes, crazy thing happens, slow for 20 minutes, and it ends on a crazy thing. And I just didn't connect.
I will say that, you know, I followed the last season fairly closely, and then
a lot of titties.
There were a lot of titties, a lot of fucking,
a lot
bro.
Of titties. Some dicks too, some dicks.
Couple dicks.
Got them cut off.
Some got cut off.
I mean, Adam, would you be willing to admit that the last episode, or like the way it ended, was not super tight butthole?
I loved how it ended. I actually loved.
You did. You loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I really liked it.
He's counterculture.
Are you kidding me?
Shut the fuck up. No, I'm in the minority. There is everyone disliked it. I fucking thought it was tight. I love that she just went fucking nuts and burned everything to the ground.
Yeah.
Hey,
whoa,
hey.
Whoa.
What if I watch this?
Hey, sorry, man. Sorry, buddy.
You lose.
What if I? Come on! Don't spoil it for me.
Wait a second. It didn't pull out, and it was like the collar on the cat, like Men in Black. That didn't happen at the end of it. It was like a galaxy inside of the cat's collar.
So tight.
I do not know that reference.
You don't know Men in Black?
You don't know the Men in Black reference?
Slide in his DMs with the cat's collar reference.
Okay, you need to stop watching seven seasons of Game of Thrones and watch one movie of Men in Black. That shit's a game changer.
We've established that my memory is like Snapchat. It's just I'll watch something, I'll like it, and immediately forget it.
Right.
Now, could I tell you the plot of Game of Thrones? I could watch Game of Thrones all the way through, end it. Start it again, mm-hmm. watch it all the way through, and still like it just the same because I won't remember mm-hmm. what's about to happen.
Maybe I'll jump back in it.
I won't know.
Should I jump back in it, Adam?
Jump back in it, man. I'll watch. I'll
Wait,
go.
You don't remember it?
No.
You don't remember the moves at all? Like no twists or turns or what the fuck is going on?
So when I asked you if you like the end, you said yet. Like
no,
you...
I remember the end because that was like a sticking point for people when people were like, oh, I fucking hated it. And I was like, I actually kind of right. liked it. I thought it was cool. It's what right. no one thought right. was going to happen. And then they were like, this is what's happening.
Right. The dragon girl farted. And they were like,
the dragon girl farted and
I'm so embarrassed. End the show.
The whole city just went up in flames. Everyone died. She farts flames. So
right.
It's flammable. Yeah. Farts are flammable.
Khaleesi, man. Even I know that name is Khaleesi, bro.
Yeah. Correct.
Aren't people like naming their kids Khaleesi?
They should.
No, that was the thing is like people named their kids Khaleesi and then she ended up being like the villain of the show, like a total lunatic psychopath who is drunk with power.
Right.
No! Okay.
And the spoilers
God,
continue.
Damn it, dude. I haven't seen any of this and you're just fucking it for me.
And you don't want to, so fuck you, Kyle.
Well, fuck you, Kyle.
You just took it from me, man. Yeah. You hey, fucking me,
and you
man.
Didn't want it, so yeah, I took
you
it.
You took that yeah. from me, bro.
I did.
Yeah, well, I said I didn't want it, but you took yeah. it from
After
me.
After you said you didn't want it.
Well, it's
But you took it.
Mm-hmm. It's subjective.
Correct. Thank you.
She's not truly the villain. Come on. It depends. With Game of Thrones, it depends what side you're on, all right, Kyle? So you decide right, if right. she was the villain, okay?
Oh. So if Rodney Dangerfield was in the show, would he be a good guy or bad guy? I don't
yeah,
know.
If he exposes his nut basket every time the AD opens the door by accident, is he a bad guy?
It depends.
Dorpheus showed me his fruit basket. He's evil. We must storm at once.
Well, cut his dick off again, you fool.
I already cut it. There's a nub there. You can shave it down, motherfucker.
His dick keeps growing back.
Who's that writer, by the way, who's like, in this episode I pitched we could put a couple thumbs up his butthole, but like then like a hot pipe in his butthole? And everyone's like, yeah, that's bad. Let's put that in.
Yeah, Greg. Yeah, okay.
I got another pitch for the guy.
Yeah, Greg.
His dick we cut off.
Yes, points!
what's that, Greg?
We cut his tendons off okay. and like out of his body and then uh-huh. like tie it to some naked chicks, but then they like run away and like tear his tendons off, but their titties are flopping.
Okay, yeah. Greg. God, these ideas are great.
Yeah, we'll use that. Yeah.
Throw it in the outline.
Yeah.
I just wish I didn't let Greg watch my cat when I was out of town.
Yeah.
I got a pitch where we switch his balls with his eyes and we like put his eyes in his nutsack and then his nuts in his eye sockets.
Whoa.
And then we like pour hot gold all over his face so yeah. he's like stuck like that like a statue, dude.
Yeah. Have you done this, Greg? What? No.
Nuts in his eyes?
Yeah, and then you fucking like microwave the hamster. They're like there's no microwave in Game of Thrones, dude.
Oh fuck. Oh, okay, fuck. that's the one idea that we didn't like, Greg, but keep them coming, buddy. You're crushing it.
No doubt.
Keep it up. Keep talking, brother.
It's cool to be here.
It's thank you for letting me be here.
I got a whole notebook full of these pitches from the 90s.
It's just the president of HBO's dumb stepson.
Right, right.
Yo, hey, guys, check it out.
Just go take a break. I'm going to tell my dad. Okay, all right, let's hear another pitch.
Okay.
All right, gold eyeballs. Cut his dick off again. Great call. Great
we
call.
Feed his nipples to dragons.
Hey, did you guys know that Jeffrey Dahmer, serial killer.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
My twin.
He drilled in people's heads. Ooh. And then he'd pour, McBride was telling me this, he poured fucking orange juice in people's heads. He wanted to turn them into zombies.
It's science.
That was like his thing.
What?
Orange juice. I don't know about the orange juice detail, but he would for sure draw small, like lobotomize his victims before he would murder them.
Is that nice or is that mean? I guess that's nice, right?
Because
they don't know. Then they don't know what's happening.
No.
Lobotomizing is nice? Wait.
You guys are just so negative. I'm trying to be positive.
The nicest thing would be to not murder them.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go have coffee with them.
But then if you are going to murder someone, you shoot them right in the head. You just murder them. But he's not.
Right. So he's lobotomizing them so they don't know what's happening, at least.
But they still feel things.
Oh, no.
But they don't know. But they don't know.
Yes, sir.
No. This is not good.
I mean, I remember when I was, I used to like really, I don't know, I'm not still obsessed with serial killers, but my aunt used to have this encyclopedia of serial killers at her house. And when I was really young, I would always go
How's
to her.
How's she doing these days?
She's great. She has, she loves her cats. She uh-huh. loves me. It's all fine. She has a pool. She's an awesome person. But this book was like the encyclopedia of serial killers. And those books always have like 10 pages of, crime scene photos.
Pictures in the middle?
Yes. Yeah. And I was like strangely addicted, and it would scare the fuck out of me, but I was like strangely addicted to looking at those photos.
Would you jerk off to him?
Whoa.
Blake, would you jerk off to him?
I love it.
I do remember you reading that a lot. Like, you used to carry it around in your backpack, didn't you?
Yeah, it is weird when people are too into serial killers. So that is weird, I find.
Right. Well, isn't that us as a culture? Look at all the fucking serial killer material that's out there. We're all obsessed now.
Mm-hmm. Give him the floor.
Because I was sitting in the trailer this week, and I was watching interrogations of killers. Yes. And I was like, why do I like this? But you know what I think it is? I think it's the like criminal psychology of it all.
Sure.
Right.
It's like trying to figure out why these people's brains work this way. Right. Like what drives this person to do this. It's not necessary. I mean, the crime scene photos, I don't know how that like goes back to that. Maybe it's just like,
right. You're just like, ugh, look at all this blood.
Yeah, you're trying to immerse yourself. Like you try to put yourself in that place. Well, and you're like,
makes it real.
Yeah, like all this blood and all this shit. Like, the one I was listening to the other day was this dude named Tyler or whatever. He was like this dude who...
Blake Anderson, detail-oriented. His name is Tyler or whatever.
He's from United States of someplace.
It was Tyler Handler. I should have had it on deck. But he killed his mom and dad with a hammer because they wouldn't let him have a house party. But he put their bodies back in their room and stacked everything that had blood on it in it, and then posted on Facebook, come to my house, there's a party tonight, and had a rager till 4 a.m. with his two dead parents in the bedroom.
Fuck.
Still gonna send it.
I'm still gonna send it.
Perfect.
Was it Tyler Hadley is what Anna is saying. Producer Anna says Tyler Hadley.
Yes, Tyler Hadley.
Oh, so she knows? She knew that.
Yes.
Crazy Tyler Hadley.
Thank you. Tyler Hadley.
Well, that is, I mean, was that a way to like get away with the murder and be like, oh, I had a party. I don't know what happened. Someone must have killed my parents at my big party. You still got to send it.
Maybe. Yeah, I think he still was going to send it.
You're a stupid dumbass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Tyler had issues.
Yeah. Was it called like dissociation at that point where you're just like out of body and you're like, I'm just handling this? Like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Well, I guess like what had happened is he took like 3 pills of ecstasy and he was like out of his mind, but he was just a troubled kid. He was like
drugs.
I mean, for sure, I've been on ecstasy, and the last thing I've ever thought about doing is murdering someone with a hammer.
Not someone, both your parents.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Both your parents. It was super terrifying.
Who were probably like, can you just throw it tomorrow? And he was like, fuck that.
He's on too much ecstasy.
Fuck that. It's tonight. I already told everybody.
Yeah.
There's a good show on Netflix, a scripted show where they interview serial.
It's Mindhunter, right? Mindhunter,
yes. Yeah. It was season 1 was pretty great.
Yeah. Is that show coming back? Good.
Better than Game of Thrones?
That show is cool.
It came back for season 2. Season 2 was fine.
I saw season 2, but that was a while ago. I want to say that was like before pandemic.
Yeah.
So they should. I wonder if pandemic shut them down and that's why we're waiting.
Well, who made that? Didn't Fincher make that?
Yes, that's right.
D. Finch.
Yeah. It was good.
Is it based on real serial killers or?
Yeah. So basically, there's a point in the FBI, like in the 70s or maybe early 80s, where they were like, hey, we want to interview serial killers to find out why they do it so we can catch people that haven't been caught yet.
Much like you when you were reading that book.
Mm-hmm. Right. You pervert.
Yes. Yeah, it's noble. Yeah.
Creep.
Yes, points.
They're up against everybody who's like, what are you, fucking crazy? We don't want to give these people a platform to talk. Like, they're locked up. Fuck them. But they were like, the end game is, sure, these guys get to talk and come out of their cells, but then we get to stop people from getting murdered in the future. So it's right. pretty good. And the right. actors they yeah. got for the, as the killers are fucking awesome.
Scary as shit.
They're really good.
Yeah.
Do you think they got a part for Conan O'Brien? Because he could maybe play a cool serial killer.
I would love to see Conan oh playing a cool serial killer.
Right.
So believable.
Just shave his head.
Oh, wow. Dude, shaved head would be wild.
Yeah.
Blake, if you got a role as like a crazy serial killer, would you, and they're like, but we mm-hmm. expect, we want him bald. Would you shave your head?
Mm.
What would it take for you to shave your head?
Well,
shave, not just a haircut. 2 bits.
This shit's important.
This is a shaved head situation. Woke has gone 7 seasons. You're already done with woke, okay?
Right.
You don't need the money.
This is now.
I'll tell you what, if I'm in this southern heat long enough, I might shave my damn head. I'll tell you right now.
Oh my gosh. God damn.
It's hot as hell. I got a sweaty back in my neck, dude.
You are funny.
Okay, but now you're deflecting. What would it take?
Yeah, this is a great question. What would it take to cut your hair? This is a great question.
Not cut your hair. Shave your head.
Shave your fucking head.
I mean, it would be a bit of an identity crisis for me.
Hey, why don't you cry about it?
I would do it for a role, though. I would. Like a
thank
cool
you,
suit.
God.
Grows back.
Good luck.
How long would it take you to grow your hair back? 2.5-3 years?
I have no idea. I mean,
you would never, because it would go through that weird phase that you went through when we lived together, where it just was like a little mushroom top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could get back through it, the Guarini phase.
Yes. Yeah. Where you just look like Corbin Blue, like for like 2 years straight.
No, sir, I don't like it.
Corbin Blue, who's that?
He was the fuck kid it. From High School Musical.
Mm. Tight. Nice pull.
Wow, Durs, don't act like you don't know. You don't know about Corbin Blue, dude?
I never saw High School Musical either.
Ooh, okay. Stop the presses.
Are we giving flowers?
I'm not giving flowers.
Okay, so first of all, hang on. You don't watch Game of Thrones and High School Musical?
No,
what the
dude.
Fuck are you guys watching, man? You gotta watch the good stuff.
Fair enough.
Just shut your big yapper.
What are you guys investing in? Car shows and swimming? Jesus Christ.
Dang.
Yeah.
You don't watch High School Musical or Game of Thrones. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, at least I've seen Men in Black, okay? You know what?
Oh, shit.
I've seen Men in Black.
At least I've seen Men in Black, bro.
I've seen Men in Black.
This dude brought a gun to a knife fight.
All right, no more Mr. Knife Guy.
Yeah.
I've seen it, though.
Adam just got seated. He's like, okay, all right, fine.
I've seen it.
Fuck it.
Finish him.
You've seen it?
I've seen it. I don't remember the last part where you were looking underneath a cat's collar. I don't remember.
You don't remember
You don't remember
that?
When they zoom out and the entire universe is just in a marble that's in a cat's collar and you're like, oh fuck, dude.
Yeah.
No, I probably left the theater to go watch Austin Powers again. That's probably what I did. I probably was like, all right,
okay.
Cool.
Fair enough.
That's tight. I would
see you.
Do I make you horny, bro?
If I leave 15 minutes early, I could catch all of Austin Powers. So
I can get the mini me reveal again.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
I make this shit look good.
Thank you, Arnold.
Just the two of us. Damn.
Do I make you horny, baby?
How many Men in Blacks are there? How many High School Musicals are there? Because I would love to put the franchises up.
Oh, like a versus?
Each other.
Are we doing a versus?
Yeah. I want a battle royal High School Musical versus MIB.
Here's the real thing. If we could set them up with a Triller Fight Club, and it could be High School Musical versus Men in Black. Men in Black has Tommy Lee Jones. Pretty old.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cranky.
Yeah, but he whoops some A.
You don't think he could fight still?
No, I don't. I don't.
Tommy Lee Jones whoops A.
Dude, he used to whoop A. He's a buck 40. He's 80 years old.
I don't know.
Well, wait. Are we talking? We're talking right now?
Oh, we're talking right now.
Talking about when he was agent.
We're talking about now.
What was his agent name? Agent Lee? Was it Agent Lee?
No, they're letters, dude. They're letters. Agent K. Agent, you erased their whole name.
Right. No need for fingerprints.
Oh,
right.
I thought you watched the movie. You've got him and Will Smith, right? And it would be versus Zac Efron and Selena Gomez.
No Corbin Blue?
No, Will Smith and Tommy
and
Lee.
Corbin Blue. Let's go Corbin Blue. We'll go Corbin.
Here's the one thing I know about High School Musical is that there's somebody named Sharpay, and that shit's tight.
There's a human being named Sharpay?
Isn't like the white blonde girl's name Sharpay?
fuck if I know.
Bro.
Living in a nightmare.
I honestly was just faking the funk. I've never seen the movies, but.
What?
I'm telling Zach, dude, you're in trouble now.
I think he'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
Adam, you're all over the place right now, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to track you, dude, but you're lying so much.
Hey, mm-hmm. Keep up.
Sorry, dude. You better keep
what
up.
What is real? What is real with you guys?
Kyle, so you're watching car shows. What kind of scripted TV are you tuning in for?
Oh, man. Nothing. Honestly, nothing. I'm just watching movies right now.
Mm.
That's it.
What movie? I want to hear about it.
Well, I went on a big Duplass Brothers indie run before making the indie movie, just to kind of, you know, see what the
to copy them.
to copy them, steal their stuff.
to see what the bar was at. Exactly.
Cool.
Or freak, or what's that one called? I love that one.
Creep.
That one's
dude.
Fucking great.
Mm. Okie dokie.
I didn't see the sequel though.
Neither did I, but the first one was dope.
The squeakquel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was an indie movie with a sequel. That's rare, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's a horror, so that's not rare.
Horrors be getting sequels for sure.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Did you see the one with Mark Duplass and what's his name? And Ray Romano? Did you guys see that one? Super indie?
No. That's what it's called. Man, it's called Super Indie?
Where do you watch these?
No, it's on Netflix. I can't remember the title of it though, but it is very it's like those emotion. It's just emotional. You cry. Yeah. They make you cry, and it feels good.
I don't cry.
I need Jackie Chan.
Well, I dig Jackie Chan too.
Yeah, I feel like I'm like a little disgusted that you've seen all of them and none of Game of Thrones. I mean, that's you're trying real hard to be alt and edgy and
I'm succeeding.
And it's not working, dog.
Oh,
it's a tale of two budgets, really. Low budget and big budget, baby.
Adam, the game on?
Well, yeah, you got to know them all. Yeah, Adam, what's going on in the game? Because I feel like you're projecting.
So Adam's just saying words to Kyle, looking up above this. He's like, yeah, you're.
Well, here's what's happening, guys. I've worked all day. I'm a big Clippers fan.
Oh, you worked all day. Here
and
we go.
He also just picked up his microphone. It's getting real.
No, I've had it. I've been holding it. But I've.
Okay, so, but it's higher.
There are no jokes allowed right now. Okay, here we go.
I've had season tickets for 7 or 8 years now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a lot of money that I've invested and a lot of time I've invested watching the Clippers. They finally made the Western Conference Finals. Game 3, it's a big deal. The only time that we could do the podcast is right now. So what I'm doing is I'm double dipping.
There we go.
And this is what I have to do. I have to watch the Clippers and talk to my friends during the podcast. And this is what's happening.
I'm still going to say
Why don't you cry about it?
I'm not. I'm just watching. I'm not crying. I'm just watching.
All right. Seems like you want to cry.
Do you think they're going to pull it out?
I do. I think that they're going to win this one. I don't know if they're going to win this series. Chris Paul is back.
Is he back tonight?
He's back tonight. It's a big deal.
Oh, you guys, we got to go watch this game.
I agree, Durs. I would have loved that if you guys would have said that an hour ago. But we're here
right
now.
Take backs, apologies, and compliments. What do we got? Anything? We want to get into the scheduling nightmare?
That's for real.
This week was a scheduling nightmare for us because we're all twerking. We're all working and twerking. And it was a lot to get this one in this week because our fans need it.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. We're not trying to leave them hanging.
It's Tuesday. They're taking their kids to work.
Yeah.
They're working in their machine shops. Yep. They work, you know, they're working at their dentist's office.
Truck drivers.
Yes.
Where are my truck drivers at?
The truck drivers, the open heart surgeons, they need it to get through their days.
Yes.
Adam, I like that you led off with they're taking their kids to work, which is pretty cool.
Right.
I'm a fan of parents dropping the kids off at work.
Turn it up, Daddy.
Our listeners live at home and their mom does drop them off at Walmart.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Don't miss the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. I watch it. I love it, dude. It's set in feudal Japan. Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss.
Dude, The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance.
Whoa. Wow, well said.
And crime fans, do not miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Yeah, stars Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month, huh? It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu, huh?
Dude, freaking do it, dude.
Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we've got a serious nugget for you.
Yeah, we do. If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from the farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door.
Yeah, man, but I'm like wondering what makes them stand out. Well, I'm going to tell you, because I found out. Clean ingredients and scannable labels. No more mysteries, just transparency. Speaking scannable labels, you see the extract hemp batch your product came from? As safe and dependable as grandma's meatloaf recipe. And they have all sorts of products, including gummies, balm sticks, skin repair cream, capsules, and more.
You know, my personal favorite is the sleep tincture. One of my favorite words to say, tincture. It really helps you relax at night so you can have a restful night of sleep. Really helps me relax. That's right. Lazarus Naturals, where quality meets simplicity. It's a game changer in the world of CBD.
So for a straightforward and transparent CBD experience, give Lazarus Naturals a go. Your wellness journey just got a reliable partner.
Visit their website at LazarusNaturals.com today and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com code THISIS. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey, TII Nation, we know your sex life is important, but that your schedule is also very busy. You don't have time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. But now, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door.
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper.
The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. If ED's getting you down, it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated.
Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/thisis. That's Hims.com/thisis for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/thisis. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey, real quick, this is kind of a, I got a question, kind of a, a question for everybody. So back to work, I worked yesterday with Mark Evan Jackson, who did a couple episodes of Workaholics.
Funny guy.
Yes, sir.
Super funny dude. He's been on like almost everything. Mm-hmm. And he was saying like, so often young men come up to him and say, this thing's not going to suck itself, which is a line that he said on our show. And this is like super, this is like a super straight laced guy. So I was wondering if you guys can think of, even with Snapchat memory, who we gave like the worst case scenario role to, where like people come up to them and are like quoting the worst fucking line ever.
Oh, interesting.
Probably Just Anna. Probably the girl who played Just Anna, and they're like talking about slapping their pussy to her or something.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's pretty good. Yeah, that's not great.
I don't remember. There's so much of the show that I don't remember.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like after season two, I do not remember 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 at all.
It's like Game of Thrones.
Like I'll see photos and be like, oh yeah, kinda. Well, like people will all the time say something to me that's way off the cuff.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, am I about to fight a man? Like they'll just say some shit that I'm like, just like
what?
It's so I couldn't even tell you. It's just way out of bounds. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I don't
right, we'll imagine
know.
It.
And they're like, that's you said that. That's you. And I'm like,
right,
what?
Right.
And then they have to like back explain, and then they're disappointed. And I'm like, right. I'm sorry. We said a lot of shit in that show. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And you never know what someone's going to like, you know, that they're going to grab a hold of like the big catchphrases, the tight buttholes, the
right. You're ready for
the
that.
Let's go on those kind of things.
Right.
But like the deep cuts, it's because it's like when you watch a show with a group of friends, like one little thing might stick out to you guys, and then you say that to each other all the time.
Right.
It's science.
And then you come to us, and we don't know what you're talking about a lot of times.
Well, I sent you guys that photo the other day. I forgot we dressed the Voe up like Falcor from
Never Ending
Story.
Yeah,
yep. Forgot.
That, like, I totally forgot that. That shit looked cool as fuck, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Almost too good.
Which one was that? That was like, it was 80s day or something?
That was a trivia night.
Yeah, that's
yeah, it was
right.
A, the one with Chester Tam in it.
Oh, shout out Chester yeah.
Tambourine
what a
man,
legend.
Over back.
Yeah, bro, the best. Give him his flowers. Give him over back. Give over back his flowers.
Give Chester Tam his flowers, man.
Man, over back.
Chester Tam, to explain, he was like a friend of the guys from Lonely Island.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was a staple in all their, even in Hot Rod, he's the dude who's just dancing all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and he was their homie, and he was in a lot of their sketches, and he's a funny guy. He's a writer now, and what was it that he said over back?
It's really deep.
Where they like put their fingers in each other's mouth?
Yeah, it's him, and who's the director with one name? It's like
Romansky.
Yeah.
Romansky. It's him and Romansky, and they like
they're eating food.
Eating cheeseburgers or something, and Romansky like has something on his like lip or like right in the corner of his mouth, and he's right. Like, and Chester's like, hey, you got something on your mouth, but it's kind of like dubbed kind of weird.
Yeah, it's got weird yes. ADR, yeah.
And he's like, where is it? And he's like, right here. He's like, no, over back.
He says, over back. And it was the funniest thing I'd ever heard in my life.
Yeah, and that's the exact thing that I'm talking about, where it's like, we took a hold of over back.
Yeah.
Right. And yes. I still yes. say over back.
Right.
Yes.
It just in my life, where I'm like, over back, and no one yeah. finds it funny. It's just a thing that I say that I took from him. Like, no one, it's not like a funny joke or anything, and no one gets it. Like,
exactly.
You got to put it in your wedding speech.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'll say over back.
No, you're exactly right.
If you walked up to either of those dudes and said over back, right? Over back?
Oh, yeah. Right.
They'd be like, what? Yeah. Exactly. And I think that's exactly this a perfect explanation of what happens to us sometimes when
yeah.
someone comes up to us and it's like over back.
Mm-hmm.
But our version of that, and we're like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Here's what's fucking cool, though, is that if Overback catches on from the podcast.
And it comes back?
Yes.
Comes
and
over
then
back.
If people find Romancey or Chester Tam and they're like, yo, Overback. And they're like, I don't know.
And they're like, from this is important?
Yeah.
From yeah.
this is important.
Is that shit still on YouTube? What would that be called on YouTube?
Over back.
And no, it is not.
Over back?
No, like burger something. It's got to be up.
It would be like on the Lonely Island website, dude. That was
let's give the Lonely Island their flowers. Because they were the very first sketch group that we were working with. Kyle's friend that was helping us edit one of our early videos. And he was like, I knew these guys when I went to school in Berkeley that are now going to be on SNL. And we were like, holy shit. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. He's like, yeah, they have videos online. Check them out. And he queued up YouTube. And first of all, we'd never seen YouTube. It was the first time any of us had seen YouTube. And he played, I think it was like Stork Patrol or something.
Stork Patrol for
sure. We had seen them before YouTube.
Right, right.
Oh, really?
They had a website. And they were like killing it at this monthly or weekly shoot your sketch.
Oh, Channel 101.
Channel 101 that Dan Harmon created.
That's right.
Yeah, yes. Dan Harmon. I think Schraub too.
And Jack Black.
And they were killing it there. Mm-hmm. But then when they had Lazy Sunday is when like YouTube really fucking exploded.
Yeah.
I forgot all about Channel 101. That was like a forum that you would go and screen your short film.
Yes.
We went a few times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And people would vote.
Right.
Right.
And you could be the reigning champ.
And if you won the vote, then you had to make another episode the next month or
week?
Yeah.
Probably month. Yeah.
That shit was a great idea.
But I remember for Lonely Island, seeing Stork Patrol, I think was the video that I saw. And I was like, first of all, I was like, oh, this video is hilarious. These guys are hilarious. But then also I was like, holy shit, what is this platform that you can just push play and a video will actually, this is how old we are, right. That a video will actually play. Because what we were doing is we were uploading QuickTime files and sending it to people. And then people would have to wait like 20 minutes to watch our like 5-minute long video. And it sucked and no one did it.
Well, to be fair, nobody watched our shit even when we got onto YouTube.
True. do you remember when we went to the SNL after party and I almost got in a fight with Andy Samberg?
Oh, yeah.
It was a weird shouting match of two people not listening to each other.
It was like music was super loud. Jillian was writing for SNL that season. Remember, it was the season we were writing Workaholics.
That's right.
And we weren't sure if Jillian was going to be able to do it because she's now a writer on SNL. And we weren't sure if scheduling was going to work out.
We went to go give her flowers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And she invited us to come stay with her for the weekend and see, go to like the SNL after parties with her and stuff. And we're like, oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we go to SNL we go to New York to visit Jillian. And we go to the after party and Andy Samberg's there and we're all fans and it was cool. And she introduces us and the music's loud and he's sitting across the table and Jillian goes, Andy, this is my friend, Adam. Adam, this is Andy. And I go, hey, I'm Adam. And he goes, no, I'm Andy. It's Andy. And I go, I know I'm Adam.
Right.
He's like, it's Andy. And I'm like, I know you're Andy. I'm Adam.
Right.
And he's like, I'm Andy. And it was like, that went back and forth. And I was like, I know you're Andy.
Jillian Jillian runs back in. Yeah. What is
Jillian
happening?
Jillian like went to the bar and came back. And we're like, he's standing up. We're yelling. I'm like, I know you're Andy. I'm Adam.
Shut up.
I'm like, what
Shut
is
up.
Happening?
Fuck you, asshole.
Shut up.
And then we had the same agent at that time. And my agent called me that next week when we were back in the writer's room at Workaholics. And he was like, hey, Andy called me and said that you guys almost got in a fist fight because he misheard you and thought you were calling him Adam.
I didn't know it got that real.
Yeah. And then and then he was like, yeah, he just wanted to and actually we squashed it there. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. People call me Adam all the time. It just bugs me. I thought you were doing it to like shit on me. And I'm like, oh, no.
I thought you were quoting an old YouTube video. I got fucking pissed, bro.
No.
Right. Over back.
Yeah.
Adam over back.
To be fair, like we also went to another. Why were we at that other SNL after party?
There's
the after after.
Well, there was the one when it like Kyle Mooney was in the cast and we came in really hot and we're like, yo, let's take let's take Jaeger shots. And Kyle's like, okay, like you could tell he wasn't super thrilled about taking Jaeger shots, but he was still.
I think Beck Bennett was down though, right?
Dude, Beck was down.
Oh, yeah. Dude. And that was the after party. I was lit. Like, I don't know. I haven't been that drunk in forever. No. And like, I literally was like carried out of that party. And
I'm still going to send it.
I remember talking to John Hamm. Like,
right.
He was talking with some band. I'm blanking on the name. They wore cool hats. They're really tall. Arcade Fire. And okay. Yeah, it was Arcade Fire.
The lead singer is huge.
Right.
And they're in a circle. And I like just chum up with them and like try to get in the conversation. But I'm so drunk. And I just remember I'm a fan of Mad Men. So like I'm a fan of John Hamm.
Great
and
show.
And his look of disappointment. John Hamm has the best look of like I'm so disappointed in you. Right. You're such a piece of shit. Look.
I'm moving on.
Yeah. He just looked at me in that look. And I just... It was like I was on the show. I loved it. I like yeah. I didn't like, I didn't back I down. I just it. Stayed in the pocket like look at him go.
He fucking drapered me. Yeah.
Please God.
You're a loser.
Like I didn't have the wherewithal to go like, you know what? I should exit out of this circle.
You thought you were watching a TV show? He's like, I'm looking at you so hard. Please walk away. And you're just like,
oh. He's like just disgusted by me and I'm like, wow, there it is.
Over back.
Oh, he is talented. It. Look at him. Over back.
There's that Draper stare.
Stop saying that.
That's my thing.
Yeah, those SNL parties are pretty wild because they just go so late. That New York lifestyle, man. You'd stay out all night and, yeah, we don't know how to pace ourselves either is our thing.
No, we don't know how.
Who does that? Who does
that? Well, they're all working all day. And then,
yeah, so they're not drinking. We're drinking all day and then getting there. And it starts at like 2 a.m. So we've been drinking you know, for a solid 4 or 5 hours probably. Right. And I went once with Chloe. We were in New York and got invited to the after party. And we were there sitting. And I know a bunch of the writers and some of the cast and stuff. So we're like talking with a lot of the younger people. And we're sitting in a chair. And
nice.
Chloe laughs. And she's this is important for the story. So we're sitting in the chairs.
Okay.
She laughs. And clocks her head back, like gives a classic big Chloe laugh.
Right.
And she rocks someone in the dick. And he goes, oh, man. And we look up. It's Chris Rock.
Oh, boy.
Chris Rock was visiting. And she just rocked Chris Rock's
cock.
Fucking nutsack. Chris Rock's cock. Thank you, Durs. Yes. Cock. Points. Points.
The Rock's cock, baby.
Yes, points.
And that's what's so fun about those after parties. It's just weird shit that would never happen in life would happen at those after parties.
It's cool that you think that it wasn't on purpose. She was trying to upgrade.
Oh,
yeah, she did lead with her tongue.
Right. Whoa, you okay? I'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
I just accidentally chorged him.
Chorging.
Google it.
Google it. Hey, that's from an episode of Workaholics.
Google it.
Yeah, didn't you say that in an episode? Yeah. Google it. Yeah.
You Google it?
Yeah, I tell Bill to, Jillian was chorging you, and I'm like, Google it, and I walk away, and then...
Right.
I think people did Google it, and indeed, if you want to now,
right.
Google chore.
Okay, here's another chance.
Yeah. Isn't there a new word? There's a new word for it, that gawk. I keep seeing gawk.
Oh, so, hey, by the way, I just looked up chorg, and the first video is from Workaholics, and it's called Workaholics. Hey, what's chorg?
What?
I'm glad we put chorg on the map.
It's cool because that's amazing because it says in that clip to Google it, and then you Google it and you just find that again.
Yeah, you find
it's
that
a
clip.
Circle. Dude, oh my!
Maybe we made it up.
Big Google.
The internet is undefeated.
Where did we hear the word chorg? Chorging.
I don't know.
It was a whole. That's just.
Is that a soundbite? Do you have a chorg soundbite? What is going
it's
on?
It's Ace Ventura, right? No, what is that?
No, it's Steve Carell from Bruce Almighty when he starts to control him and he's like
I like that better than you took an actual chorging sound
bro,
from
totally
the internet
right.
That would have been a little grotesque.
A little too much.
Yeah,
no, this just sounds like it.
It does sound like it. Yeah, but it... Yikes.
Oh my God.
If I start pulling porno sounds, we're in trouble.
I mean,
or
we never showed the clip of Lisa Ann doing the face. God damn it. Anna, we got to find that.
I'm like, sorry, mama.
We got to post that one.
We can.
Comedy classic.
It might be hard to track down. You're going to have to do something.
I guarantee you it's super easy. Legendary.
Durst has that. I feel like he already has that downloaded.
Let me see how fast I can get it. Ready? Go.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This is pretty cool. You pit two dudes who swear they're really good at porno, and you give a very
really good at porno.
You give a specific clip, and then you 3, 2, 1, and they race to find the clip.
Are you good at
it? He has it. He just pulled it up. He just pulled it up, ladies and gentlemen.
So fast.
Dude, that was less than 20 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready for this? God.
That was like 15 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Here's what I Googled. Okay, spelled her name wrong. Okay. Lisa Ann doesn't have an E, I guess. Lisa Ann thumb in butt face, wham!
Perfect.
Wow, I aim. There's yolk on my face. My boy is quick.
He's
with
good
it.
At porno.
Egg on the face. He's so good at
I
it.
I can't find
I'm
this.
Sorry, mama.
I can't find this Chester Tam fucking YouTube video, and you can pull up a porn thumbnail.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
God damn, man.
God damn, Mary. After that, I got no take backs today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir. Anybody else have any take backs, apologies, giveaways?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't. I'm willing to say that I stand by everything. I'm sorry. Right. I will say that I'm sorry. I'm a little disconnected. This is a big game for me. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, mama.
I was just saying stuff early on, and the audience is going to know. They're going to say, Adam's not that invested.
No, it feels about the same.
Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah, it was all good.
What's the score?
It's 21-29 Clippers, so we're up 8. Just started the second quarter. So, I will get to watch a lot of basketball, and I'm happy about it.
How about that last game? The inbound pass for the oop. That was crazy.
Game 2 is going to go down as one of the best games in Western Conference history. Right. It was gnarly.
And the pass was good, by the way. The pass, there's a different angle I saw where he really threaded it right past the backboard. Crowder?
Yeah. Jay Crowder passing it over Boogie Cousins.
Yeah.
Had inches to spare. If he messed it up in any one direction, it was just going to clank off the backboard or clank off Boogie Cousins' hand.
Chloe posted a video of your reaction in real time going like, oh, fuck. And I'm like, I need that for the soundboard. I wasn't kidding. I need it for the soundboard. That shit
I'm sure
was
she could give it to
so
you.
Pure. That was the purest oh, fuck I've ever heard.
It was so real. I actually was like a little bit like, oh, I don't, because, I don't want people to see me like actually mad, but no, it was real, it was real.
I don't want people to see you actually mad.
I'm pissed now.
I don't want to be like, people be like, oh, that Adam's an angry guy or something at home, because I'm not normally. It's just, these.
Turn your camera off.
Adam, the truth is out.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay to feel, man. Good job for you for feeling.
That's why I love sports. It allows a window into your anger.
It does. It brings it out of you. These Clippers, they tug at my heartstrings every damn year.
Every damn year.
And I will say that car show reality TV also brings out the anger sometimes. Yeah. That's why we love it.
They
reality
didn't fix
TV.
The Camaro up to Kyle's liking. Fucking thing sucks!
Yeah, they should have just went with the patina coat. Come on now. Look good, baby.
Use different rims!
Oh, now he's dropping
fucking
knowledge.
Fucking sucks!
Yeah,
okay.
Baby.
Okay. Next up, we're going deep diving in cars.
Look, I'll say I'm sorry for shitting on Game of Thrones. I know it's a lot of people's favorite show. It didn't click with me. Part of me is so bored out of my mind that I might just give it not a rewatch, but a pick up where I left off in like season 4 or something like that.
Mm. No, so you really gave it a shot. You watched three seasons?
Yes, and I was like, am I really going to keep going for 4 more seasons?
Yeah, it's just not your thing. I wouldn't go back to
it. I never
saw
Sopranos, which is a damn crime, and I think I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, you should probably tap in with that.
Sopranos is pretty slow, too, though. Like, I think you just don't like slow stuff.
Well, it's like when it's an event in a week, you look forward to that hour. When you have to catch up, now you have to do 8 hours of slow-ass fucking TV, dude. It sucks. Yeah.
But, Kyle, I was just talking about how me and you... Me and Kyle when we watched like 6 seasons of The Shield together, and we would call it going to work. We'd be like, hey, you ready to clock in? And it was like 10 o'clock in the morning. And then we'd watch
weed
all day long until like 6, 7 o'clock.
I think that was because you guys were unemployed, was the joke.
True. It's
not
very
like
true.
It was work to watch it. It was like, hey, let's make this a joke because we don't have jobs.
Sure, yeah, I know.
Because then it was like, oh, you want to do overtime? You want to do the ninth episode? Let's put in an hour overtime. It was,
and that's
a
cute and yeah. funny, Adam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now we have real jobs and real families, and I just don't have the time. Okay.
Mm. Yeah, I think I just don't. I don't have like a real family yet, so I think I do.
The Shield is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's
the
nice.
The Shield's the best. I love it.
I never seen that one.
The Shield is crack, dude. That show, it basically set Breaking Bad up to do what it did.
Oh, hell yeah, it did.
I know. I kept telling Walton Goggins, because he was right. He's on The Righteous Gemstones.
Conan.
And
you keep calling him Walter Gargoyles?
I always call him Walter Gargoyles.
Conan and Walter.
Walton Goggins. And I was like, I think I geeked out way too hard on him yeah. at first. I was like, oh my God, the shield. And he's like, yeah, man. Okay.
Well, he was cool, dude. He was a cool character. Cool. He was pretty evil. Like, mm-hmm. you know, fucking Mackie, you were like, dude, you're working for your kid. I know. Yeah. It's fucking tough.
I think, here's what I'll say. For Game of Thrones, there's probably three characters that I liked and the rest were kind of just like there, right? Whereas I liked everybody on the Shield, fucking brought it. Even like the shitty dude
yeah.
who strangled that cat. He was hated
him.
He
was great. Dutch.
He was so watchable.
Dutch. Dutch.
Yeah, but you put them all together, they don't equal Jon Snow, baby. Jon Snow.
Is that the main guy? I don't know who that is.
It's not
yeah.
Dutch.
Yeah,
it's not
it
Dutch.
Is. And Blake, now you're flip-flopping.
Yeah, I forgot.
Blake, have you seen it? You would have loved this scene. This was Dutch trying to get in the mind of a serial killer, and he fucking strangled a cat, man.
I like serial killers.
Because he wanted to do it so bad. It was so fucking good.
I mean... What's his name is good. Fucking, how do I, little person. What is his name? Fucking,
what's the fuck's his name? Walter Goggins.
No, no.
Walter Gargoyle.
From fucking Game of Thrones. He's super watchable.
Yeah, I know. What is that guy's name?
He's awesome. Fuck. Jesus.
Anyways, well said. And that was an apologize.
Apologize to that guy.
This is important.
This is important.
Classic way to end it, Blake.
Are there kids in my room?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get.
Oh, well, switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit. And no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
ZOA Energy is a better-for-you energy drink powered by great taste, electrolytes, BNC vitamins, zero sugar, and caffeine from green tea and green coffee.
May have seen their new campaign recently.
Uh-huh.
It's packing lots of BDE.
Wait, what the heck?
Adam, come
that's
on.
Big Dwayne energy, you dirtballs.
Oh!
And guess what? It features someone we may all know. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, one of its co-founders.
With flavors like Tropical Punch, Frosted Grape, and the new flavor exclusive to 7-Eleven. Mango Splash.
Oh,
For me, hard to pick a favorite. But if I had to, I'm going to go with strawberry watermelon.
I'm going to go mango splash. I just love the
new. You're 7-Eleven, dog.
Yeah, I got to try that. I got to mango and get me one. Okay, everybody. enough. Okay, everybody. If you're wondering where you could get these things, they're available on Amazon and at a store near you, like 7-Eleven, Costco, and more. For more info, go to zoaenergy.com. That's ZOAenergy.com.